One, hello, are we on?
Yes.
Okay. Hello. This is Mission Impossible. I know we're pretty late because now it's September 3rd.
Yes.
But we just saw Mission Impossible 6.
Fallout.
I don't really have anything to say other than like a message, I guess, for Tom Cruise. So, Tom, okay. I know you're listening because I know you're a big fan. So, Tom Cruise, buddy, hey. Dude, stop. That's basically my whole message is, Tom Cruise, you need to stop. I love you, buddy, but no. That's all I have to say. You got anything to say?
I don't feel like I can really follow that with anything. You set the bar high, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, yeah, favorite part of the movie?
I mean, I liked the action. I thought the action was really well done.
Yeah.
Anything that distracted from the plot, I thought was amazing.
You didn't like the plot that much?
I didn't really like the plot.
So the plot...
Especially not in the beginning.
Yeah, the plot was all over the place for me.
Yeah. They felt like they were introducing new plot points. Just, you know, nonchalantly every 5 seconds. Anytime yeah. there was, like, a non-action scene, it was like...
Yeah, there's a lot of exposition.
And it was all quite in your face, it felt like.
Yeah, it felt like either there was a scene where it was just like, this is something happening. Like, action scene happened, and then they have to explain it, and then they explain the next one. Like, over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, the first half... The plot was all over the place, and I didn't know really what was going on.
Right. I think by, like, the middle of the second act, I was like, okay, I kind of understand what's going on, and I'm kind of having fun now.
Yeah, especially after the London sequence in the basement.
Mm.
I guess spoilers all around, but that I was like, oh, I get it now. Because mm-hmm. I think you had a clear, like, this is who's good, this is who's bad. But that action scene, I think the pacing is really good. Everything just makes you, like, jump up and down. I was going nuts the whole movie, but, yeah. Pacing, yeah, the plot, I feel like I need to watch it again, because it just seems so more convoluted or confusing than anything.
I think that's fair. It really was all over the place with the plot. And there were so many elements. I wonder if there's more context we're missing. Because I've only seen like one or two other Mission Impossible.
Yeah, it deals a lot, especially with the last one. Mm-hmm. Mission Impossible 5, Rogue Nation. It's almost a sequel to that.
Mm.
It's way better than that one. I'm not a fan of that one, really. To me, that one is more like a... like, good action scenes, but not really a good plot. This one, the plot kind of changed all of what Mission Impossible is. Where in older Mission Impossibles and things like that, it's like, you choose this mission, and here you go. But this time, it's like, he kind of messes up a lot, Ethan Hunt. And so, and now he has to kind of pay for that.
Mm.
For what his mistakes.
They had this whole, like... really dramatic sub theme going with like
his wife.
Yeah, with that, but with him, like, there's like this I feel like they were trying to put a message behind it. Like, Ethan Hunt is supposed to be the one who cares about the few, and that's what makes him amazing.
Oh, like, put your friends before millions. Like,
yes.
That? Okay.
Or well, you know they're talking about this like he's carrying it. They're making it sound like he's literally carrying the weight of the world. I mean, I guess he is. If there's
with bombs the plutonium. In play, but
there's this. The way they handle it, I think, throws. I feel like they're taking themselves a little too seriously at times, with some of their drama.
That I will agree with, because why I like the Mission Impossible movies, I don't watch it for the plot, as in all of us shouldn't really go to these movies for the plot. You go for the action. And, like, you know, it's corny. You know, they're putting on masks and things like that, and that's an exciting thing. But the minute it turns into, like, Jason Bourne, I've lost interest. Because it feels like it's being something that the Mission Impossible series isn't.
Mm.
which is fun. And it's this movie. Okay, this movie is incredible fun. I think it's really fun. I left it going like, that was fun.
I agree.
Especially the last big finale was insane.
I think that last action sequence where you have the three simultaneous scenes with the bomb, the cabin, and the helicopters, that was incredible.
Great pacing. The entire time you're like, I don't know what... I know that they're going to win, but like, how are they going to do it? There's not a bad action scene in here. Yeah, but again, it's the stuff where it's them, like, figuring out, like, a lot of exposition heavy, but, like, twists. There's a whole scene in the London sequence where turns out, you know, oh, Benji was behind that mask the whole time. Like, there's so much twists in, like, there's, like, 10 twists happening in, like, 5 minutes. That was great, because you're like, oh my gosh! But at the same time, it's like, wait, what? Who's on what side again? Like, what's her name? The White Fox? White Fox. What am I thinking? White Fox is when, or no, Gray Fox is when you're an old man and then you're turning gray. No, yeah, the White Widow, like, oh, she's evil. Wait, no, she's good. Like, those are plot things. I'm like, what? And then they kind of just left her alone for, like, most of the end of the movie. So things like that. This is definitely Henry Cavill's best movie. He's Superman. And those aren't very good. I think we can all agree with that. I know, again, we're coming to this movie late, but... Anything else to say?
I think there's only one question that remains.
There is only one question that remains. Hit it.
Dope or nope? I feel like now that we've addressed the issues with the plot, I want to say dope. Just because I had so much fun.
This is especially what I want a good blockbuster to be, which I think we've lost, is it's not really trying to be anything but a good time. And Tom Cruise does a great job of that. He does all his own stunts. It shows. We need more of these. Not just Mission Impossible, but, you know, good times. Dope. So, two dopes. No nopes.